Alright, hello everybody. A few days ago, I made a Q&A post, and since I got so many questions and so many nice questions, I decided to make a video out of it, just to be able to expand more on my answers. So a lot of you guys asked me about my story with the game and how I became involved in the community. I grew up in Portugal and I started playing this game right when it came out in 1999. I've always followed the pro players, but it was only around 2013 that I became more active as a community member when I decided to organize a tournament called the Top Experts League. I sponsored it myself with a grand total of 400 euros. Might not sound like much for today's standards, but at the time it was enough to get what I considered to be the four best players in the world to participate: Viper, Jordan, Riot, and Chris. The tournament was a huge success. We hit over 1,000 live viewers for the final, totally unthinkable back then. After the tournament, I quickly became good friends with Taff, who at the time was Voobly's head moderator, and together with Jeanette, who was sort of the tech guy on the team. Between 2013 and 2016, the three of us organized virtually every major tournament in the scene. Those tournaments, in turn, would always be streamed by Memb and Katsuni. By the way, yes, that's Winchester next to Katsuni back in 2015. The highlight of this era for me was undoubtedly the WSVG LAN in the Maldives. This was a tournament with a months-long qualification stage, everybody was free to sign up, and the final stage was then played in this beautiful island in the Maldives. This was my first Age of Empires LAN, I think it was also the first LAN for a lot of players. I cast the whole tournament together with Nilly in this really tiny casting booth. We had a few pro players helping out with the cast every now and then, we had lots of interviews, we did lots of activities outside, and it was just a great experience overall and I had a lot of fun. In case you're interested, you guys can still rewatch the whole event in Voobly Official's YouTube channel, I'll make sure to link it down below. After the tournament, life kind of caught up to me. I slowly started distancing myself from the game, but then became more active again in late 2021 when I decided to start this podcast. Alam Rigotti asks, what's my job? Well, I'm a classical pianist and a piano teacher. A few years ago, I was decently active as a performer, but ever since the pandemic, I've come to realize that I really don't miss playing concerts all that much. And so these days, I mostly only teach. Me and my mother-in-law, we run a private piano school, so my students come to my place to have piano lessons, and that means I have the huge luxury of being able to work from home. I teach in the room you're seeing right now, and this is also where I record my videos. Facundo wants to know more about my music background and music education. Right, so I started playing the piano when I was 8, which in the classical world is considered pretty late. According to my teachers, I was very talented. I won a few competitions when I was very young, and so it became clear to me pretty early on that playing the piano was what I was supposed to do. When I was 18, after finishing high school, I moved to Germany to pursue my studies at the University of Karlsruhe, where I still live today, and after getting my diploma here, I got a master's degree from the University of Würzburg. As a classical musician, Germany is usually considered one of the best countries to study and find work, so that's why I decided to move here. I love living in Germany, I love the country, I love the people. The only thing I do have a problem with as someone who grew up in Southern Europe is just how unbearably cold it gets in the winter. Hans asks how fluent I am in German and what's my favorite Civ. Ich würde mal sagen, mein Deutsch ist ziemlich gut, da ich jetzt schon seit fast 20 Jahren in Deutschland lebe. As for the Civ, as someone who grew up in the Voobly-Hans War era, I'll say Hans are Hans and they are still my favorite Civ. Next, we have a request for quick-fire answers. How often do you play yourself? 2 to 3 times a week. What do you enjoy most, 1v1 or team game? 1v1. What's your Elo 1650? What's your favorite map, Arabia? What's your favorite dinosaur? What maps do you generally like and which do you dislike? I generally like Arabia type maps and I dislike most of the other ones. Do you play campaigns? I've only played the Jadwiga campaign and I loved it. What's your favorite in-game color, blue? Which game mode do you enjoy the most, random map? Ebod asks, who's my favorite top player? That would be the Viper. I believe most people will agree he's the greatest Age of Empires 2 player of all time. No one has ever been so dominant for so many years as he has, and he's just a class act, you know? I don't think I've ever heard him say a single bad word about anybody else in the community. He's always respectful, always polite, always approachable. I think he's one of the best ambassadors for this game we could ever wish for, and I'm very happy he's had so much success as a player, and also now as a streamer. My top 5 games, well, Age of Empires 2, of course. then the whole Tomb Raider series would have to be up there for me. So far, I've played every single title in the series, I enjoyed every one of them, and going forward, I definitely intend to keep the tradition. Then there's also the Broken Sword series, and I wonder how many of you guys are actually familiar with this game. This is a totally different type of game. It's a so-called point-and-click adventure where you just go around talking to people and solve puzzles. It's obviously a much more relaxed gaming experience, but I love it. Then there were lots and lots of other games I've enjoyed playing, but for the sake of finishing the top 5, I'll say Flight Simulator 98 and Call of Duty. Okay, then Martin wonders what's my wife's view on Age of Empires and whether I play or watch in front of my kids. I don't think my wife either likes or dislikes Age of Empires. She just doesn't care about it. She certainly doesn't watch it, but I think she does listen to my interviews from time to time. As for my kids, well, they're still only 4, so they're a bit too young to care about the game. Next question is about how do I prepare my interviews? Well, the first thing I'll usually do is to just write all the questions that immediately come to mind in a piece of paper. After that, I do some research on my guests. I look for interviews, for things they've said, things they've done, and then I try to come up with questions that sort of build up on the things they've said in previous interviews, so that I'm not just repeating the same question someone else has already asked. Once I have the feeling I have enough questions, I try to order them in a way that sort of makes sense and in a way that makes it feel like we're just having a normal conversation. RBAT asks if I have any funny or surprising stories related to the guests I've interviewed. I have many, obviously, but for the sake of keeping this video short, I guess I find it really interesting and sort of funny how reluctant Spirit of the Law was to give an interview and to show himself on camera, you know? One day before the interview, he wrote to me in an email he still was unsure whether he wanted to be on camera, but that he was trying to convince himself to do it. On the day of the interview, I was obviously nervous. I mean, I finally had managed to get Spirit for an interview, and there he was, right in front of me. And at first, I could tell he still wasn't sure he had made the right decision, but as soon as we started talking about his career and about Age of Empires, I think we both started to relax a little bit, and at the end of the interview, he had some very nice words for me, and so I do hope he had a good time. I certainly did. Alright, then, related to my quiz shows, GoPal asks, how many of the questions do I know the answers to? Well, all of them, obviously. Am I from Iran? Nope. Will we include this for no reason at all? Absolutely. Okay, so the next question is about the very complicated birth of my kids and how much it has changed me. Alright, for those of you who didn't watch the episode with Jordan, I'm a father of 2 twin boys who were born extremely prematurely after only 24 weeks of pregnancy. That's almost 4 months too early, and that means they had to spend the first 4 months of their life in the hospital. As with most such extreme premature births, there were lots and lots of complications. At first, we didn't even know if they would survive. Then, even if they did survive, we didn't know if there would be any lasting damage to their development. So those were just incredibly tough days for me and my family. Luckily for us, as far as we can tell today, they are 2 perfectly normal and happy boys. They run, they shout, they can speak 3 languages. And if you would see them on the street, you wouldn't be able to tell they had such a difficult start to their lives. In terms of how much this has changed me, a lot. For starters, I'd never felt so much pain in my life, so this experience opened up a whole new world of feelings to me. But I guess in general, it also taught me to be more mindful of other people. We've met, unfortunately, so many parents in such difficult and desperate situations with their kids. And I saw how sometimes people simply being nice to them would be sort of the highlight of their days, you know? So yeah, just be nice to other people, you never know what they might be going through at any given moment. Alright, then Shepard asks, what would be my dream interview? I don't really know what my dream interview would be, there are too many people I'd love to have a chat with, but as I sit here, I can tell you one video I'd love to make at some point. A quiz show between Spirit of the Law, Viper, and T90. Just imagine. The 3 biggest YouTubers in the community, one is a pro YouTuber, the other one a pro caster, and the other one a pro player. Epic would be an understatement, my friends. How do I see my role in the community evolving? Asks Shankar. First of all, let me say I love this little corner we've created for ourselves here, so I certainly wouldn't mind at all if my role remains exactly what it is today. Having said that, At some point, I'd love to be involved in a LAN tournament again. I can picture myself either doing winner interviews, or maybe recording off-stream interviews with players and casters, or maybe even hosting a quiz show before a grand final to kind of get the good vibes going for the big match. At the end of the day, Age of Empires is just my hobby though, so if none of these things actually happen, I'd still be perfectly happy doing exactly what I've been doing here on the channel. Then, as sort of a follow-up to this, Draves asks if I think that quitting early during Red Bull 5 will hurt my chances of ever being invited to a LAN again. It's a good question, which I honestly don't know the answer to. Back then, I'd just come back to the community, I had only recorded 2 episodes of the podcast, I believe. Today, 20 episodes later, I can say I'm in a totally different spot, and I'm much more confident as an interviewer. So the answer is I don't know, but I hope not. And finally, Kavan asks how much I think the game can still grow. In his opinion, we've already hit the peak. I tend to agree. It does feel like we've sort of hit the ceiling in terms of how big the player base can get. The numbers have stayed relatively consistent ever since the EA has launched. Microsoft is now regularly sponsoring tournaments, adding DLCs, new campaigns. So I guess at the moment, I don't see what else could be done to increase the player base in any significant way. However, I will say, this is an incredibly high ceiling we've hit now, and something no one thought would be possible a few years ago. As far as I'm concerned, the game is in a great spot. And I will also say that I remember having this exact same feeling of having hit the peak back in 2016, and then DE happened and the game exploded in popularity, so you never know. Alright folks, that was it for me. Thank you so much for the nice questions, thank you so much for the kind words and kind support I keep getting from you, and I shall see you next time.